Well, there is a difference. Righteous guilt and false guilt. Righteous guilt is the one that convicts of sins that the Holy Spirit is making you aware of that you need to be, you know, you need to deal with to help get our relationship in, with Christ back on track. You know, we kind of talked to that in our last question about, you know, making sure we keep those short accounts with God. And so the second kind of guilt, I mean, like, the Bible talks about two kinds of guilt, okay? Second Corinthians 7:10. Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation. So there we go, talking about repentance again, and leaves no regret. But worldly sorrow brings death. So the Holy Spirit convicting of sin, seeking to restore the lost relationship with God and others, and then the false guilt of the enemy that seeks to bring down, to condemn, to shame, and make us ineffective for the work of the Lord. I mean, like as it says in that passage right there, worldly sorrow brings death. So basically the whole point of, you know, false guilt is, oh man, look at you. You are terrible. And it just seeks to destroy.
Yeah.
You know, that's what the Bible warns us about. The enemy comes to seek and destroy, right?
Yeah.
And that's what a worldly guilt is all about.
It's so, sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but I think it's so incredible to me that it's clearly laid out in what you just read, yet it's something that so many people still struggle with. And it's like we didn't catch that key that it literally leads to death. And I think that I've even heard people who went through addictions and they said the only way they were able to break out of them is when they first confronted the guilt. Without that, it was almost like a barrier to freedom.
Yeah, because we can get hung up in the guilt.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, you hear the message because that's one of the names of the enemy, the accuser, right?
Hey, that's a major key right there.
You know, the very fact that that's one of his names, the accuser, he comes alongside and he says, hey, you know what you did, right? And then he points it out and he says, you act like that. How can you call yourself a Christian?
Yeah.
And he just points that finger. Wow. That's what he loves to do.